The News Show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners like you. If you would like to support The News Show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions today. Well, happy Thursday there, BTN News listeners. Welcome to today's edition of the BTN News Show. It is the 6th of June, 2019. All the best technology news has been happening and is coming your way right now in about 5 minutes. In a Skype call, need to share that screen, particularly on your mobile? Well, now it's possible. Yep, they've officially launched screen sharing for Android and iOS. And this is basically for all the people out there that didn't get a little taste of the beta. Now, yes, if you've been on desktop for years, it's been there. So I guess Microsoft said, yeah, I guess it's high time we put it on mobile too. Now, the new screen sharing feature is part of the redesigned menu that you'll see at the bottom right-hand corner of the screen. It's right alongside now with call recording, subtitles, and the ability to add people. Now, just in case you want to make sure that, yeah, am I really sharing my screen, or I didn't want to share my screen, there actually will be a banner at the top to indicate that, yeah, you're beaming a copy of your screen to the other people. And if you want to start sharing your screen away, well, you can do it today. Head to Google Play or the App Store right now. I know, we had a big old Apple thingy last episode, and I said, yeah, we'll get away from Apple news. Fortunately, it's still saturated with Apple out there, so I gotta give you some. This one's focusing on Siri again, and how Siri's gonna play with third-party audio apps. That's right, in the near future, at least that's what we're hearing in the near future, you might actually be able to ask Siri, hey, open up Spotify and play me some tunes. This is according to Mac rumors and what's gonna be featured in iOS 13, as well as iPadOS. Don't forget, that's a completely new thing now, even though it still looks similar. They've noticed a little coding in there called SiriKit, basically a framework for third-party music, podcast, and audio and radio apps. This also might have something to do with Spotify actually made a complaint way back in March, claiming that the App Store rules basically give Apple an unfair advantage. And from what we heard, the inability to integrate Spotify with, say, Siri, yeah, that was one of their main complaints. Now, unfortunately, we're not seeing anything in beta yet. Could be something that's going to be rolling out here in a few months. Hopefully, we'll all be enjoying this by the fall. And finally, hey, if you thought Amazon and drones was a no-go, well, think again. Get ready for Amazon Prime Air drone delivery. No, it's not reality yet, but it sure is being talked about. Yeah, that's right, Amazon has unveiled its next-generation electric drone, hopefully tackling some of those challenges with its first round go. What have they done to tackle those challenges? Well, a hybrid design. Yep, thing can take off and land vertically, and then zoom across the sky like a plane. That's meaning the vehicles now will have 6 degrees of movement, instead of just 4, making it overall more stable and better suited to take your package and get it to you safely. Unlike some of those couriers we know now, yeah, they just throw it up on the porch, don't they? We won't name names, you guys know. Now, not only the new redesign, AI is playing a big part in this too, helping it to avoid unexpected obstacles. That's always a good thing when flying. This even includes the ones that move. Now, there still are some limitations with the drone. If your package is over 5 pounds, it ain't coming to you via drone. However, though, that package, if it's really, really important to you, they're hoping to have it to you within 30 minutes. That's, of course, if you're in that 15-mile range. All in all, though, we're just sitting here speculating on the end finally today, because this thing ain't coming anytime soon. But it is nice to dream, isn't it? If you happen to have a story and no one else is listening, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. britishtechnetwork.com, our official website. You can check out our podcast over there. You can look at our blog review section and also check out our subscription page. Yep, that's where you can donate to the British Tech Network. Your donations help keep the news show on the air and keeping the BTN network alive and thriving. Check it out today, britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Also, check us out on Facebook, British Tech Network. Follow us on Twitter at British Tech and join our community in our BTN Slack room by going to britishtech.slack.com. The news show will be back at your way for your, oh yeah, it's coming, Friday edition. Oh, I can't wait either. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news that's going to happen over the next 24 hours, but until then, hope you're having a great Thursday, and thank you very much, as always, for listening.